Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes that constitution is the core pillar of unity in the country. Replying to discussion on 75 years of the constitution in the Lok Sabha, says Indian democracy is an inspiration for the world. Reserve Bank of India increases collateral-free agricultural loan limit from 1.6 lakh to 2 lakh rupees. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar calls for finding a systemic solution to stubble burning. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol impeached for his attempt to impose martial law. And in hockey, India storm into final of Women's Junior Asia Cup, beating Japan 3-1 in semi-final at Muscat in Oman. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the constitution is the core pillar of unity in the country. Terming unity and diversity as a unique feature of the country, the Prime Minister said his government's policies and decisions are directed towards strengthening the unity of the country. The Prime Minister said this while responding to the special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India in the Lok Sabha today. The Prime Minister said his government is committed to implement Uniform Civil Code, UCC, because it reflects the vision of the country's constitution makers. He said the NDA government is working to bring a secular UCC.
संविधान सभा ने यूनिफॉर्म सिविल कोड को लेकर के लंबी चर्चा की, गहन चर्चा की और उन्होंने बहस के बाद निर्णय किया कि अच्छा होगा कि जो भी सरकार चुन करके आए वो उसका निर्णय करे और देश में यूनिफॉर्म सिविल कोड लागू करे.
Prime Minister Modi proposed 11 resolutions before Parliament aimed at shaping India's future. This includes development for all and zero tolerance for corruption. The Prime Minister highlighted the steps taken by the NDA government to bring unity in the country through various schemes and initiatives. On the country's rapid economic expansion, the Prime Minister said India is committed to become a developed nation and it will become the third largest economy in coming years. Lauding the glorious journey of the Indian Constitution during the last 75 years, the Prime Minister said this is a matter of pride for the country. He remembered the contribution made by its framers, saying that Indian democracy is an inspiration for the world.
भारत का लोकतंत्र, भारत का गणतांत्रिक अतीत बहुत ही समृद्ध रहा है, विश्व के लिए प्रेरक रहा है. भारत आज मदर ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी के रूप में जाना जाता है. हम सिर्फ विशाल लोकतंत्र है इतना नहीं, हम लोकतंत्र की जननी है.
Mr. Modi also pointed towards the contribution of women in framing the constitution. He said the government is working with a focus on women-led development and Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam was passed by Parliament last year. Taking a dig at the Congress, the Prime Minister said the Congress has left no stone unturned in hurting the constitution and one family ruled the nation for 55 years.
कांग्रेस के एक परिवार ने संविधान को चोट पहुंचाने में कोई कोर कसर नहीं छोड़ी और मैं इसलिए एक परिवार का उल्लेख करता हूं कि 75 साल की हमारी यात्रा में 55 साल एक ही परिवार ने राज किया है. इसलिए देश को क्या क्या हुआ है ये जानने का अधिकार है और इस परिवार के कुविचार कुरीति कुनीति इसकी परंपरा निरंतर चल रही है. हर स्तर पर इस परिवार ने संविधान को चुनौती दी है.
Earlier, speaking during the discussion, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju lauded the contribution of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar in framing the constitution. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi is working with the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas in tune with the constitutional spirit. He said the country ensured equal rights for everyone right after independence. He emphasized that there is no discrimination against minorities in the country and minorities in India are getting legal protection. He said several schemes have been implemented for the welfare of the 6 minority communities in the country. He pointed out that people should be careful about what they say about India because it affects the country's global image.
देश को आगे ले जाने के लिए सबको एकजुट होकर काम करना पड़ेगा और आजादी प्राप्त करने से सिर्फ नहीं होता है देश को आगे ले जाना पड़ेगा डेमोक्रेसी में भारत से कोई मुकाबला नहीं कर सकता है डेमोक्रेसी में हम सबसे आगे बढ़ गए हैं लेकिन आर्थिक के क्षेत्र में जो सवाल रह गया था हमारे सिंगापुर मलेशिया इंडोनेशिया कई देशों का जीडीपी पर कैपिटा इनकम हमसे 8 गुना 9 गुना ज्यादा हो गया तब प्रधानमंत्री जी को लगा कि आजादी सिर्फ होने से नहीं होगा डेमोक्रेसी होने के साथ साथ भारत को एक अमीर शक्तिशाली राष्ट्र बनना चाहिए तब जाकर के विकसित राष्ट्र का नारा लगाया
Participating in the discussion, A. Raja of DMK raised the issue of democracy, rule of law, secularism and equality. Lavu Shri Krishna Devarayalu of TDP said, along with Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, there were 389 members who had been inducted to frame the Constitution of India. BJP MP Tejaswi Surya hit out at the DMK and Congress, alleging that the island called Kachativu was given away to Sri Lanka by them in 1974 without following any due process envisioned in the Constitution. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi raised question on the issues of unemployment, crony capitalism and alleged atrocities against farmers and women. He accused the BJP of weakening the Constitution.
हम सब मिलकर कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन की रक्षा करते हैं अंबेडकर जी ने कहा था इफ देयर इज पॉलिटिकल इक्वालिटी बट नो सोशल एंड इकोनॉमिक इक्वालिटी पॉलिटिकल इक्वालिटी विल बी डिस्ट्रॉयड और आज ये बात सबके सामने है पॉलिटिकल इक्वालिटी जो थी वो खत्म हो गई है हिंदुस्तान के सारे इंस्टीट्यूशंस कैप्चर कर लिए गए हैं सोशल इक्वालिटी नहीं रही फाइनेंशियल इकोनॉमिक इक्वालिटी नहीं रही इसीलिए हमारा अगला कदम जाति जनगणना होगा
Countering Rahul Gandhi's allegations, BJP MP Anurag Thakur questioned the understanding of Mr. Gandhi about the constitution framed by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, which has given rights even to the marginalized. He took a dig at the Congress, saying that it was former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi who had imposed emergency in the country. Mr. Thakur also accused the Congress Party of undermining democracy during their rule and violence against Sikhs. More from our correspondent.
In the Lok Sabha, the discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India continued for more than 15 hours during the span of 2 days. The discussion was initiated by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday, saying that the Indian Constitution paves the way for nation building by touching all aspects of social, economic, political and cultural life. During the discussion, members from political parties including BJP, Congress, DMK, TMC, SP, Shiv Sena, JDU and NCP threw lights on different provisions of the Constitution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi replied to the debate in the House today. The upper house will also discuss the journey of 75 years of the Constitution for 2 days, beginning Monday. Anand Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The Reserve Bank of India has announced an increase in the limit for collateral-free agricultural loans from 1.6 lakh to 2 lakh rupees. It will be effective from next month. In a statement, the Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry said this decision acknowledges the impact of inflation and the increasing cost of agricultural inputs on farmers. Our correspondent reports that banks have been instructed to provide widespread publicity to ensure maximum outreach and awareness among farmers and stakeholders of their operational area. Talking to Akashwani News, agriculture expert Harveer Singh said the move will provide enhanced financial access to farmers, ensuring they have sufficient resources to meet their operational and developmental needs.
Reserve Bank has done a very good job in terms of credit availability for Indian farmers. It has increased the non-collateral credit limit up to 2 lakh for the farmer. At the right time farmers get the credit, it really helps the farmer. And when RBI took this step, it reduced the dependency of the farmers on non-institutional lenders where interest rates are very high and directly affect the financial health of farmers.
In Punjab, the protesting farmers have once again stopped their Dilli Chalo march for a day. Our correspondent reports that the decision was taken in view of injuries to some farmers at Chambu checkpoint when Haryana police was forced to use tear gas and water cannon to disperse them. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today called for finding a systemic solution to stubble burning and said that it should not be left to individuals. Addressing the gathering after conferring the National Energy Conservation Awards 2024 in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar urged to find a solution for the hazardous environmental situation that the national capital faces every year. Emphasizing the importance of responsible consumption, Mr. Dhankar said, citizens must have an obligation that there has to be optimal utilization of resources and energy. In South Korea, the parliament today voted to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over his short-lived martial law declaration earlier this month. For details, we have a desk report.
The motion was passed in the National Assembly with a 204-85 vote. After this impeachment by Parliament, President Yoon's powers will be suspended until the Constitutional Court decides whether to reinstate or remove him from office. According to media reports, during this time, President Yoon, who is under criminal investigation for alleged treason, has been banned from leaving the country and will be placed on leave until the court delivers its verdict. If he is removed by the court, an election to replace him must be held within 60 days. The vote came a week after a previous attempt to remove President Yoon over the martial law debacle foundered. Prime Minister Han Duck-soo, who will serve as acting president under South Korean law, told reporters that he would devote all his strength and effort to stabilize operations of state affairs. Shagun Chopra, Desk Report.
Mikhail Kavilashvili has been elected as the next president of Georgia amid mounting anger over the government's halt to the European Union accession process until 2028. Mikhail Kavilashvili is a former footballer and MP from the ruling Georgian Dream Party. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to legendary actor Raj Kapoor on his 100th birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said Mr. Kapoor was not just a filmmaker but a cultural ambassador who took Indian cinema to the global stage. In sports news and hockey, India stormed into the final of the Women's Junior Asia Cup tournament, beating Japan 3-1 in the semi-final at Muscat in Oman. For India, Mumtaz Khan in the 4th minute, Sakshi Rana in the 5th and Deepika in the 13th minute bagged early goals to ensure their victory. Japan's Niko Maruyama in the 23rd minute scored her side's only goal but could not make a comeback in time to win the tie. Defending champion India will now take on the winner of the second semi-final, which is underway between China and South Korea in Muscat. In cricket, hosts Australia were 28 for no loss in their first innings against India on day one of the third test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Gabba in Brisbane when stumps were drawn due to rain. The opening day of the test saw only 13.2 overs bowled as rain took centre stage at the Gabba. Rain interrupted play multiple times. Earlier, Indian skipper Rohit Sharma won the toss and opted to bowl first. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions to continue over northwestern central India during the next 2 to 3 days. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes that constitution is the core pillar of unity in the country, replying to discussion on 75 years of the constitution in Lok Sabha, says Indian democracy is an inspiration for the world. RBI increases collateral-free agricultural loan limit from 1.6 lakh to 2 lakh rupees. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar calls for finding a systemic solution to stubble burning. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol impeached for his attempt to impose martial law. And in hockey, India storm into final of Women's Junior Asia Cup, beating Japan 3-1 in semi-final at Muscat in Oman. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.